Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and John with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, there have been calls for a crackdown on e-bikes after the deaths of two children in Queensland just this month. Just yesterday, multiple incidents took place with e-scooters and bikes, including the hospitalisation of one woman. The RACQ's head of public policy, Michael Caine, said the situation had reached a crisis point in Queensland's footpaths, roads and parks. Mr. Caine said he didn't have a problem with e-bikes or current legislation, rather that it needed to be enforced better. The bikes are unregistered and can be impounded by police or a transport officer, he said. Queensland police have urged parents to be aware of the rules, particularly when it comes to non-compliant e-motorbikes, which can only be ridden on private property. And the Logan City Council will commission an independent review of the city's new flood zone modelling after thousands of complaints from residents. The updated flood mapping showed an increased risk of flooding, though residents said that the modelling was inaccurate. Several individuals reported the maps falsely showing a history of flooding at their properties and raised concerns that the inaccurate data could lead to raised insurance costs and a loss of property rights. Logan's Mayor John Raven said the review will be the first step in addressing the issue. The goal of flood mapping should be to provide meaningful, practical information that keeps people and property safe, he said.
And in national news, reporters found that rent and house prices would be 12% lower than the current climate if all capital cities are rezoned to allow three-storey buildings. Streamlining building approvals would save renters $1,800 a year and shave $100,000 off the median price for a home, according to independent economic research organisation Grattan Institute. Part of the housing issue stems from the lack of homes in places people want to live, making it harder to own a property and pushing young people out of middle suburbs. The report proposes that land in capital cities should be rezoned to allow buildings of 3 to 6 stories, with hopes that the project will proceed without a planning permit as long as they meet basic standards. And Victorian Police Chief Commissioner Mike Bush has been forced to defend his use of the police helicopter, confirming he flew in it a second time. Bush has apologised after it emerged he had travelled to Hobart on the Air Wing helicopter for a conference last month, with further statements confirming his wife had also separately travelled on the helicopter. He said he also spent time with the Special Operations Group, the Capital Incident Response Team, and the Bomb Response Unit, saying the trip was organised so he could familiarise himself with the Air Wing. To be clear, this flight was not for non-operational travel, it was to gain a very real understanding of how the Air Wing operates in the air, which simply cannot be achieved from ground level, he said.
And in international news, Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani has won the New York City mayoral election after a wildly successful year-long campaign. Defeating opponents Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa, the 34-year-old will become the city's first Muslim mayor. New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants, and as of tonight, led by an immigrant, he said in his victory speech. Throughout his campaign, Mamdani advocated for issues like rent freezes, free childcare, free bus services, and increased taxes for the city's millionaires and billionaires. President Donald Trump has been very open about his opposition to the mayor-elect, threatening to cut federal city funding as a result of his election success. If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him, Mamdani said.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is beautiful, bright and sunny with no rain on the radar. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.